Day 103, what if? Why don't we trust him enough to give us the best instead of killing ourselves to try and storehouse more in case God doesn't come through? As quoted from the book, Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 96. What if are such powerful words that get our souls geared up for survival? What if takes us to a place where we feel we can only rely on our own abilities to provide? Those two little words make it so hard to trust in God. It is when it looks as though the things we have in our life that we look to for feeling okay are running thin that what if really comes into play. What if God doesn't come through? What if the things I hold so dear in my life doesn't look like it will be around for long? What if questions quickly take us to I will statements? It is when we are firmly in the grips of I will that victim thinking can happen in ways that creates victims all around us. I will make this happen no matter what it takes. That's the mantra of those looking to ourselves for provision when what if has found its way into our lives. It boils down to trust. When we are in a place where our ability to trust God with provision is compromised by the challenging circumstances that come against us, that the what if way of living is so easy to justify. Trust is such an elusive characteristic when the very things we see as necessary in this life look to be wanting. Look, I totally get it. Trusting this God who doesn't always come through in the way we want is not an easy thing to do. I've been there many times in the past and know I will be there in the future as well. Just like any relationship, trust is a thing that takes time. It is when we know the object of our trust so well that trust can do its magic when it comes to the what-if times of life. Here's what the Bible says on the subject. Good friend, take to heart what I'm telling you. Collect my counsels and guard them with your life. Tune your ears to the world of wisdom. Set your heart on a life of understanding. That's right. If you make insight your priority and won't take no for an answer, searching for it like a prospector panning for gold, like an adventurer on a treasure hunt, believe me, before you know it, fear of God will be yours. You'll have come upon the knowledge of God. And here's why. God gives out wisdom free, is plain spoken in knowledge and understanding. He is a rich mine of common sense for those who live well, a personal bodyguard to the candid and sincere. He keeps his eye on all who live honestly and pays special attention to his loyally committed ones. Proverbs 2:1-8, The Message. Getting to know God is what I believe is the fear of the Lord mentioned so many times in the Bible. It is when we know him that our reverence, awe, and respect of this God works in our lives to overwhelm the what-if times in ways that make trust something we can apply over and over again. Listen to the action words in today's reading. Tune your ears, search, believe. That's what it takes to come to that wonderful and freeing place of knowing God. By the way, it isn't an overnight thing. It isn't a once-and-done prospect. This is a lifelong adventure. Getting to know God is both the most rewarding and the most challenging thing you will ever do. Not so excited about that? I totally understand. But what's the alternative? Living in the place of taking on a demanding I will life due to the what if prospects of life isn't a way of living that can easily be supported. As you go about your day to day, listen, look, and know. Listen for God's wisdom, look for his insight, and know that he is there for you. That's the belief you have being his child. He wants the best for you. It is God's best that makes you the victor you want in this world. Let your growing knowledge of God be what squashes the what-if challenges in all you do today.